This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Interestingly, blocks back in January of 2023 were at $2. Now we're hovering right around $1.50, so down over 20% from this time last year. When you look at butter, we finished January of last year around 235. We're up about 20 cents from that right now, 258, 55, somewhere in that area. So a slight increase in butter. Nonfat was at $1.22. Now it's at $1.19. So very stable market for nonfat, relatively stable, high-priced butter market. Dry whey is up a little bit from this time last year. This time last year, we're at 35 cents. Now we're at 41 cents. So you've got some relative stability for most of the dairy markets. I mean, some strength, really, with the exception being cheese. And I think the U.S. cheese manufacturer has done a fantastic job of adjusting production lower relative to the drop-off in demand that we saw basically in the second half of 2023.
Tuesday.
What does the dairy margin coverage program look like for this upcoming year?
We did get the extension that will go to the fall here of the program that Congress passed. However, there's not been a sign-up date released yet. FSA is working on it, and they're pulling together some details and, you know, doing their best to get that process rolling so that way we can get some of the updates that were proposed recently in there and getting that sign-up out. So as soon as it does, we talked with FSA on some different outreach activities and getting, that information in people's hands as quickly and efficiently as possible as soon as it comes out. So if it seems like you haven't heard anything, that's why, is because there's not a lot of information to share quite yet. Other than that, there is a program. It will continue, but we're just kind of waiting on sign updates and when that will be rolled out.
Wednesday.
The Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance has approximately 350 members, and those members represent a lot of different areas of our industry. Everybody from our feed manufacturers to the suppliers that supply ingredients to those feed manufacturers, the trucking industry, our finance industry, right down to the dairy producer. We're looking to represent and be that chamber of commerce for agriculture here in the Northeast.
You have a very special annual meeting coming up in February.
That's right. So our annual meeting is February 7th and 8th in Albany, New York, and we typically take part of that time to lobby right in Albany to talk with our legislators about why agriculture is important. We have usually our legislative priorities done at that time. And then our annual meeting, we're really excited. We're talking about transportation as a follow-up to some of the work we've done this last year. How do we get more CDL drivers? We'll have a little bit on outlook on ag markets, which is important to our membership and the constituency alike. We also will have special guests, which include our state FFA that'll open the meeting for us, as well as a guest speaker. Trent Luce is our guest speaker this year. We're really excited to have Trent back with us.
Thursday.
I'm a dairy educator in Rockingham County, so I work mostly with dairy farmers. I'm one of the only two dairy extension educators in Virginia, but Rockingham County is the biggest dairy county in the state. We have almost half the dairies just right here in this county and the county just south of us. So I work just providing education to farmers, assessing the needs, and kind of doing whatever I need to do in the community. So Agribility is another one of the hats that I wear. It's a USDA-funded program in about 27 states in the country, and Virginia is one of those. We partner with Easter Seals, Virginia Tech, Virginia State University, an extension in Virginia. And we try to help farmers with disabilities or injuries, and it can be a whole range of things from aging injuries to somebody that's had an injury and lost a limb. So we just try and make a farm easier and safer so that they don't have further injuries.
Friday.
Well, welcome to today's feed forum, and our topic is about zeolite. This is a new feed additive that's entered the dairy market for close-up dry cows to try to improve calcium status in these animals. We know that the DCAD products have been very popular on most dairy farms to try to increase the blood calcium levels during the transition period as well. And that is primarily by stimulation of the parathyroid hormone. And that affects both bone resources and mobilization and absorption of calcium from the kidney as well. Some of the early data actually came from Germany, in which they saw that they lowered phosphorus levels down to 0.16%. We have another tool that some farmers may want to explore with zeolite, and it appears phosphorus is kind of the key factor, more so than maybe the calcium, that role that the binder is going to have. We really got to maintain blood calciums over 8.25 in the bloodstream, and of course, you got to look at cost convenience when we look at this technology.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.